The devastation of Target City was mythical. However, it could happen. The reasons are many that it hasn't. There are many complacent Americans. And as a result of their complacency, fail both themselves and our country in numerous ways. They place the entire burden of self-survival upon our government. They accept the free rights of mankind, the military protection afforded them, without thought. We citizens of the USA should have a complete understanding of our vast military and civil defenses. We must not take them for granted. Our nation cannot relax its guard and become complacent. To defend you from enemy attack around the clock, we are alert, we are vigilant, we stand ready. So you, the average American, will feel secure in your daily living. We will endeavor to tell you about how our national defense system operates. You then will realize the magnitude of these defenses and discover how perseverance in research and development by our great scientists made this nation the leader of all nations. Our goal is to enlighten you to our country's vigilance and to enlist your cooperation in learning the rules of self-survival. Our information will be gained on a tour to several of our mammoth military installations. We start in the state of Colorado. Here in the deep underground is NORAD, the North American Air Defense Command. It is here at NORAD headquarters the operational control of all military and civil defenses are found. NORAD has the responsibility of tracking an object that may be thousands of miles away. In a matter of seconds, they must be able to identify and determine whether the object is friendly or hostile. This is a tremendous task. Our nation's security depends on absolute and proper identification. Let's assume an object sighted is hostile. At NORAD, men spring into action, alerting all our non-military national warning systems who are in direct contact with nearly 500 American cities. They alert the city or cities now known to be targets. Air raid sirens and the CONELRAD radio frequency start to operate. Civil defense is on the move. Now we begin our understanding. When we realize only a mere 120 seconds ago, this object was first detected, and already we have in operation the CONELRAD radio warning and information system, air raid sirens wailing, and all this because our nation remains vigilant. Having a multitude of defense systems with warning networks operating with each tick of a clock to defend us from any attack. Let's go back to the time before the object was first sighted. We find that NORAD has many branches, eyes of radar throughout the world, upon our coastal lines, deep inland, across the Arctic and Canada, even out at sea. We have new radar warning posts afloat. Now, our tour takes us to a remote, uncivilized, and uninhabited part of the Arctic. Here, amid the icy wilderness, is a modern military outpost, and this is White Alice, Alaska. The hardships, obstacles, and perils that faced many men during the construction of this military outpost will go down in history. It was only because of their combined efforts, determination, and teamwork that today at White Alice, we have now in operation the largest radar tracking station in all the world, with gigantic antennas, some measuring a city block in length. Going inside, we find well-trained and efficient personnel on duty. In times like today, their constant scanning of the radar screen enables us to have less fear of a surprise attack upon the USA. It was here the hostile object was first sighted. NORAD's constant communication with White Alice enables both to act simultaneously, furthering our speed of warning. At once, NORAD has alerted SAGE, semi-automatic ground environment. Here at SAGE, they have the responsibilities of computing all necessary data concerning the object, the speed, the type, and of course, if it be friendly or hostile. If they determine the object hostile, they then alert all governmental agencies concerned, such as SAC, the Strategic Air Command, with headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska. Here at SAC, they have airborne continually jets with anti-missile weapons ready to be launched. SAC acts first to the nation's capital and our president, who has been alerted and is awaiting word from SAC. When he is informed of the sighted object is a definite enemy weapon, then our president issues orders. Retaliate at once. SAGE also has the responsibility of launching our missiles containing warheads when the orders of our president are flashed at SAGE. From many bases throughout our country, SAGE starts Operation Retaliate. From underground, upon the surface, on our waters, Atlas warhead missiles blast off to strike back. Let's recap our happenings. At SAC, anti-missile jets are on direct course with the enemy weapon to destroy it. At SAGE, Atlas warheads are being blasted into the skies. At NORAD, all civil defense emergency operations are in effect in all our communities. All this in just a matter of minutes. Up to now, you've seen many methods of our defenses, so let's further our knowledge and learn of others we have operating. First, we have running through our entire northern continent three imaginary lines. These are called the dew lines, distance, early warning. Now, all along these lines, the newest radar tracking electronic equipment is in constant use to prevent our country from another Pearl Harbor. Our newest system of defense are the BMUs, Ballistic Missiles Early Warning System, which is part of our Air Force. BMUs have many radar posts, also in direct communication with NORAD. We must not forget our other military forces, such as the Armed Services and Air Force. These are, in essence, part of NORAD. This is the United States, the founder of freedom of mankind, where liberty and justice for all is supreme. Let each of us sincerely appreciate the protection we are given. We can help our country by doing our share, by learning the rules of self-survival and remaining self-reliant. This, in itself, will help our government in many ways. Inasmuch as today's battlefield most likely will be on our home front, we should learn why civil defense. Despite our ever-improving military defenses and the consistent efforts of our government to work for peace, the danger of a surprise enemy attack by bombers or by guided missiles remains a constant threat to our freedom. In times like today, when seconds could mean our survival, this non-military group is active in your community. They will risk their lives in the event of any disaster to aid and help you to safety. Your life is your responsibility. Only by your willingness to learn the rules of self-survival well in advance of the need can civil defense help you. Many Americans are overcome with feelings of despair merely because they have built an insecure feeling since man made the atomic bomb. Well, what man has made to destroy can be defeated by knowledge. Remember, we've tested many atomic bombs, we learned how to act and what to expect. We, this nation, by the very nature of these tests, have gained knowledge under actual conditions to afford you protection plans from such a bomb. Now, confidence within you means success in the survival of any weapon. Let's all do our simple parts and learn the methods of self-survival. Knowledge like this will give you a feeling of security. At this time, Mr. Jack Fuller, Civil Defense Coordinator for the City of Los Angeles, State of California, with much experience, will speak to you. Listen to what he will tell you. Give his words all your mind. His training in civil defense safety rules may save your life and the lives of your loved ones. Mr. Jack Fuller.
My being here is to inform you of the proper procedures to take in the event of a disaster. Your attention and willingness to learn may save your life. These methods of self-survival will give you a feeling of self-reliance in meeting any type of disaster, whether it be from the forces of nature or an enemy attack. In our nuclear age, seconds today mean survival. Let's all get together and learn by heart the following. First, there are two types of sirens, the alert and the take cover. The alert siren is a steady blast of 3 minutes. This siren will enable you to follow any operation plans in your community. Next, the take cover siren, or warbling tone. This means exactly what it implies. When you hear this signal, the attack is due now, so take cover. Next, we learn about CONELRAD and the emergency frequencies on your radio dial at 640 or 1240. Memorize those numbers. Official information and instruction will be given when any emergency arises at 640 and 1240. If you hear the sirens, your radio, TV is operating normally, then forget about it. These numbers, 640 and 1240, are the CONELRAD frequencies. Only in the event of any emergency will they operate. Now everyone, whether he lives in Target City or any other city, should act instantly when an attack is threatened. Everyone must learn what to do, there and then. It would take hours to go into all of the phases of protection, so I'll cover the major steps. From this, you can learn the other steps by merely using logic. Let's say that you and your family are at home when the siren goes off. Well, first off, you should, well in advance of any such happenings, appoint one member of your family. Make him responsible for rounding up all of the others and getting them started on their emergency tasks without any delay. Second, turn on that radio to 640 or 1240 just to be sure that the siren has not inadvertently gone off. Three, create an emergency kit. Include food, water, first aid supplies, blankets, extra clothing, flashlight, necessary medicine, money, and a battery-operated radio. Place all of these items in a spot known to everyone in your family. Of course, if you have a fallout shelter, then go directly to it. Four, have one member turn off the valve of the water tank, then the gas out at the meter. All members should listen to CONELRAD and follow their instructions. Five, learn what part of the house will give you the best shelter. This normally would be an area away from windows. Usually, an inside hallway or basement is best. Six, if you're driving a car and the take cover siren goes off, pull over to the side of the road, lower the windows, and drop to the floor. Protect your head and face from falling glass. 7. If you're away from home, large buildings, apartment, or office buildings give fairly good protection. Remember, basements, inside rooms, or corridors are usually the safest. The important thing to do is to practice the simple duck and cover position. Regardless of where we are, at the time the warning siren goes off, duck and cover. Now, these rules I've mentioned should be taken seriously. Each one of you should practice your part of the plan. Let it become a matter of fact. Be calm and don't panic. Working mothers should plan with their neighbors for care of children until their parents arrive. Don't forget to make arrangements for persons unable to care for themselves. But above all, let's not forget the five basic rules of safety. 1, the warning signals and what they mean. 2, your community plan for emergency action. 3, protection from radioactive fallout. 4, first aid and home emergency preparedness. 5th and last, the use of Conelrad 640 or 1240 for official directions. Venetian blinds, one of the most deadliest there is. They cut a person in half and nothing. They should be turned upwards so as to direct any debris into the ceiling and directly into the floor. If you're caught out in the open, put something between you and the blast, a curbing, a tree. Crawl underneath a car, anything to protect you from the initial radiation. Civil defense today is not like it was during World War II, with a block warden at each corner with a bucket of sand, a helmet, and a whistle. Today it is a coordinating agency, a training agency. It is physically impossible to have a warden in each block. So it's up to you as an individual to survive. Call up your Red Cross. Find out where the closest first aid class is. Because doctors are going to be scarce, doctors are going to be busy in case of an enemy attacked. And if you don't know how to stop a flow of blood from a cut artery from flying glass or debris, you will be dead. There's not going to be anybody else around to help you. It's up to you as an individual to take advantage of the training offered you. The Office of Civil Defense has prepared a great many brochures, booklets, instruction pamphlets on just what to do. We are more than willing to come out to any group of any size and give these instructions. But it's up to you, as an individual, to want to survive. Let us say that we're walking outside or driving down the street, and suddenly there is a bright flash in the sky. Now, every one of you, whether it be daylight or nighttime, will know exactly what I mean. If I was to stand here right now and explode a flash bulb, every one of you in this room would know which direction that light came from. That is the bright light of an atomic explosion. The first and important thing you want to do is to put something between you and that bright light. If you're driving, roll the windows of your car down, lay on the floor, and cover your head and the back of your neck. If you're walking, dive into the gutter. That's a safe place. Get behind a tree. Get behind a building. But put something between you and that bright light, because the first few seconds of that bright light contain more radioactivity power than your body can withstand. Immediately afterwards, head for the nearest shelter. As you walk down the street, watch for the civil defense sign pointing to the shelter nearest you. In your metropolitan downtown areas, big buildings, department stores, all have basements. Any building built of concrete, cement blocks, offers an excellent opportunity for protection. Follow all of these rules, and you will survive.